You are listening to the City Dogs podcast with your host, Kimberly Freeman from City Dog Expert.
Hey guys, welcome to episode 6 of the City Dogs podcast. Thank you all so much for bearing with me for, I don't know, 6 episodes so far. I really, really, really appreciate it. And I wanted to do a shout out for all of you that are leaving ratings and reviews. We've got 22 ratings now, guys. That's incredible. Thank you. Big shout out to Stefan the Spaniels, who are listening to podcasts for the first time and they've decided to listen to this one. So I'm very, very honoured by that. Also, Charlie Fabulous. Love, love, love Kimberly and her interview style. She's relaxed and informative, and I could listen to these all day long. Charlie, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. It's always really hard to know what people want and what they expect. So I just try and be myself as much as I can. I have amazing guests come in and talk about their life with their dogs and living in the city. And I laugh a lot. So it's all very true to life. Without further ado, however, episode 6 today is a little break from the norm. It's officially the first brand that have come onto the show. And that's not because I'm avoiding brands or anything like that. It just happens to have worked out this way. And I guess with such a young podcast, there's always going to be a first something or other. So let me introduce you to Holly and her unbelievably fabulous dog, Teddy Maximus. Enjoy. And thank you for tuning in to yet another City Dogs podcast. And today we have the incredible Teddy Maximus and his owner, Holly.
Yay! Thank you so much for having us.
I was saying to Holly beforehand that she is officially the first brand to actually be on the podcast.
We are absolutely honoured. And Teddy's sniffing the microphone here on my lap.
Teddy's happy to be here.
Teddy's really happy to be here, and so am I. Yeah, it's fantastic, because we've known you, Kim, for, I'm just trying to work it out now,
Three or four years.
Yeah. Since our very first
Literally your first show.
Which is incredible.
Was it National Pet Show? I can't remember.
It was Discover Dogs.
Discover Dogs. 4 years ago. I think that's when I first met Kate, actually, from Doug the Therapy Pug. We met at the show, and I think maybe one of my staff members met you first, and they were like,
yes,
oh my god, you need to go and find Teddy Maximus, because they're amazing. And I found you, and we just instantly got on.
Yeah, I have been
loving and supporting the brand since then, and you have been so great to City Dog Expert and everyone as well, so thank you.
Thank you. Likewise. we love you and everything that you stand for and everything that you do.
I don't know how Teddy feels. Teddy looks a bit bored already. He's like, I don't know how I feel about this whole podcast.
Diva mode today. Yeah. Even diva mode.
He's like, where's the camera, guys?
Yeah, look at him. He's kind of giving you a blue steel.
Teddy's literally looking everywhere but at me at the moment. So tell me about Teddy.
Yeah.
Is he your first dog?
So Teddy is my first dog. Mm-hmm. He is a little blonde. I say a blonde, that's not a technical term. It's a cream dachshund. He's a long-haired miniature with a real personality. And he was the inspiration behind our brand, Teddy Maximus. And he's just a real, real, real character, so lovable. And as anyone knows with dachshunds, they are so affectionate. They're very, very stubborn, which just makes them such characters. They're absolutely wonderful. And Teddy is so soft, so he's also very, very strokeable.
And how old is he now?
So Teddy is 4, and he's going to be 5 at the end of March. I cannot believe how the years fly by. It's just incredible. It really is, isn't it?
Oh, I know. Yeah, yes, you are. You're going to be nearly 5, everyone. So don't forget that it's going to nearly Teddy's birthday.
He's just reminding everyone.
He's basically giving us all his shopping list. He's like, I would like this and this and a new Teddy Maximus carrier. And it's because of Teddy that you started Teddy Maximus.
That's it. So Teddy was the inspiration behind the brand. And I think for quite a long time, I'd really wanted to do something my own. And I kept talking about it. And it was actually my partner, James, who just said, look, Holly, stop talking about it. Just do it. Make it happen. And so from there, really, the plan formed. And, yeah, I mean, having Teddy at the centre of the brand is just so much fun.
Absolutely.
We're all about luxury style. He definitely is a dash and of distinction.
That's amazing.
So anything that is on our website and our wonderful stockist has been road tested by this little man himself. Mm-hmm. So it's really designed to last. It's Brilliant. Designed with quality at its core.
Absolutely.
And it's all about British style as well. So
you know what I especially like? You know, City Dog Expert is about city dogs. You live in the city. Yes. Teddy's a city dog, and everything you designed is perfect for dogs in urban environments. You know, the carriers are just superb. They are brilliant for transporting your dogs from A to B, and it's not just for doxies. You know, any small to kind of medium-ish
totally.
Sized dog can fit in one of the carriers. The collars are sublime. You know, I've got a little bit too many Teddy Maximus accessories.
I love the fact that our Liberty carrier is hanging on your door over there.
Oh, no, they're both there. Fantastic. I've got two carriers there.
Oh, look, Teddy, yes. There's one under the coat. Amazing.
There's a Teddy Maximus bed just on the floor somewhere over there.
The bed.
Yeah.
Excellent. Love it.
There's toys, it's everything. And what's really nice is it's not just sturdy stuff. Gosh, I promise, guys, this is not an infomercial. But it's not just sturdy stuff. It looks good and it works. Basically, so it's not one of those things that you need to keep buying again and again and again every 6 months with like the cheaper brands.
Thanks. Yeah, definitely. I'm glad you think so, and you've road tested all the items as well. So that's great.
Yeah, the number of times that Chaplin's been swimming with his little hanky bandana
Amazing.
Is ridiculous.
Oh, fantastic!
You know, and it just washes perfectly, and Amazing. Never had any issues.
Oh, I'm so pleased to hear. Yeah, well, Teddy is actually. Came in his carrier today, which is the same carrier that he had when I started the brand. And of course, Teddy, you know, could have a new carrier if he wanted to, but what I really like about it is that it's sustainable because you're not, you know, buying and throwing away. But I also like using it because, you know, it's a testament to the quality and how much effort we put into sourcing things that really last.
It really shows. It really shows.
Thank you.
And you've launched the new vegan brand, which I know I keep going on about, guys. I've written like how many blog posts about this? I'm like, guys, you need to look at all of these.
Tell me
about all of those.
Definitely. So there are a lot of people who were visiting our shows and they said, oh, I really like this, but do you have it without the leather straps?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking about the carriers, really. And, you know, we really, really do honestly listen to people's feedback. And that's what I love about social media and Instagram, that people are really open. And people often message me saying, oh, do you have this in this colour? Or have you thought about this product? And we do genuinely listen to it. And I absolutely love it. So if anyone's listening in who is thinking, oh, I really love Teddy Maximus, but I wish they did this or I wish they did that, please let me know, because it's really, really useful. And one of those pieces of feedback was obviously the leather straps on the carriers. People wanted something that was vegan friendly. So that kind of got me thinking and developing a range that wasn't just vegan friendly on the straps actually, but also in the material too, because obviously our other ranges like the Shetland wool, for example, is
not
a wool
vegan,
product.
Yeah.
Whereas this fabric is, so now we have something to cater for everyone. So it just gives
wonderful.
People the choice.
It's wonderful, and it's the perfect gift. You know, I've also got over there the little toys, the heart toys. Are you doing those again for Valentine's?
We are for Valentine's. Oh. Yeah, you can personalise your heart.
I know.
Yeah.
You know, and I had a little Instagram chat the other day about it that I have. I bought one for all five of the dogs, and I never let Houdini play with his enough. And it makes me really sad that I never let him play with his enough. And it just sits there over there, and it just reminds me kind of like, let your dogs just enjoy stuff. Because I know as a human, we always have that habit of being like, oh, we're going to save that for a nice day. We're going to save that china for when guests come over, that kind of thing.
Mm.
And I kind of got into that mentality a little bit. I know I did, Ted. I'm so awful sometimes. Whereby I would be like, oh, no, you know, the dogs are too dirty for that. Or, you know, they're playing a bit too rough, you know, let's take that away. And now I'm like, you know, let them just enjoy stuff.
So it's
like my
so
New Year's
right.
resolution, like, let them enjoy things. And they last for a long time. Oh, Teddy's found the treats.
Aww.
I don't think there's anything in there, Ted. He's literally dived over to where the dog bowls are. He's like, oh, there's two bowls suspiciously on top of each other.
He knows
I'm
what he wants.
I'm pretty sure there's
he?
Some treats in there. I don't think he believes me, though, bless his heart. So, Teddy's your first dog.
He was indeed. First, well, is, yes, yes.
Sorry, present tense. And how have you find going from not having a dog in the city to suddenly getting one?
Yeah, so do you know what? I think it's been absolutely amazing. Mm-hmm. I'm much better than I could ever have imagined. Mm-hmm. For us, what we absolutely love doing is discovering new dog-friendly places in London. But it's not just the places, actually, that make it. It's the people.
Yeah.
And so we have met so many awesome people mm-hmm. through having Teddy.
Yeah.
We're a member of London Lowriders, so big shout-out to London Lowriders.
I have heard about the Lowriders. well, it's a group of doxies that get together.
That's it. Yeah.
Have so the best time.
That's it. It's so much fun. So Laura... set up the group, so big thanks to Laura mm-hmm. who runs it along with the amazing admins on there mm-hmm. And basically they organise meetups, walks in Richmond Park or in London.
Yeah.
It's a really great place to meet kind of like-minded people.
Amazing.
So that's something that we've really enjoyed. And then obviously Instagram in general, just we've met some fantastic people. Some really great blogs. City dog expert.
Of Thank course. You, that's like.
was actually one of our first starting places.
Oh wow.
For looking at kind of dog friendly mm-hmm. locations mm-hmm. and tips, which is fantastic. We love Eva and Amelia's blog. Mm-hmm. There are some great London tips on there
Absolutely.
As well. We've just really, really, really enjoyed the whole experience. And, you know, we've made lifelong friends through Teddy, which has just been incredible.
Yeah. Teddy is currently deciding which toy is his favorite. Oh, no, he's going back to the bowl, guys.
He's going back to the bowl.
He was currently inspecting all the toys on the dog beds on the floor. He's like, oh, I do quite like this one. I do quite like that one. But now he's decided that the bowl is much more fun. And is it even empty? No, gosh, I've still got treats hidden away in there, so he knew.
moving away the treats as you speak. If there was ever a dog that was going to sniff out food, it would be Teddy.
So why did you and James, your partner, decide that you were going to get a doxy?
Yeah, so do you know what? I have always loved Dachshunds. Mm-hmm. There's just something about them. And so I went and started doing a little bit of research about them, kind of their temperaments mm-hmm. And kind of the different kind of, you know, short-haired versus long-haired. Yeah. And in my hometown of Newbury, I spotted that there was a Dachshund meetup or convention. Mm-hmm. Like, it was just totally random that it was in my hometown.
Oh my gosh.
So I texted my best friend and I said, Louisa, would you like to come with me?
Yeah.
And
we need to meet
you know,
the dogs.
We absolutely have to go. And so I think I turned up and I was like almost totally fangirling over these Dachshunds.
Oh, wow.
And it was absolutely incredible. And I think before then I don't think I'd realised even that you could get cream Dachshunds. Mm. So it was kind of my very early stages mm-hmm. of kind of researching the breed. Obviously I've always loved Dachshunds, I've always known about them, but I don't think I quite realised you could get cream ones, to be honest. And so my friend Louisa, she just looked at me, she was like, Holly, if there was ever a dog for you, she was like, oh my word,
this is it, this is the one.
Yeah, that's it.
Gosh.
So then we went from there and just did a lot more research really, because it's a huge commitment, but it's one that's completely life-changing, and I can't imagine my life without him now, really.
Or your job now
yeah, that's
him.
It that's it, totally. And you know, I just feel very, very lucky that I've been able to build a life alongside my dog.
Yeah.
You know, that really is very lucky. It's a very special thing to be able to do.
Absolutely.
Although it's taken a lot of work to get to this place.
Gosh, it's ridiculous. You know, I mean, I did the same. You know, I can't believe that I've started an entire new career based around having an animal.
Totally awesome.
It's madness.
Totally awesome.
It's madness when you think about it, but you're that dedicated to your pets.
That's it.
That you want to create something new.
Totally.
Gosh.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
absolute
it's awesome.
Madness.
Wouldn't change it at all.
And so is there a second dog in the future for you guys?
Oh, very, very good question. Yeah, I would absolutely love. Yeah, no, we would both absolutely love another Dachshund.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, stay tuned. It's
yeah,
it's always
here.
A topic of conversation, actually, because mm-hmm. I Teddy's breeder said, oh, you know, once you get one. And yeah. I think she's totally right. There was this thing, it might have been her actually, it might have been someone else saying, have you heard of MDS? And I said, what's MDS? They were like, it's multiple Dashen syndrome. And I was like, do you know what? That is so, so true.
That's amazing.
One is never enough. But I think, obviously, not just Dashens, any dog.
Well, I think Teddy's found the treats in your handbag.
Oh, am I going to have to? Yeah. I'm going to have to prize them away.
Teddy has basically been inspecting the office, and he's found some 1987 treats.
These are the baked bars in goat flavour with banana and sweet potato, and he absolutely loved these. We were kindly invited to their event before Christmas, and yeah, he's now... he. Partly eats actually 1987 mixed in with Eden Holistic, and this is his these are his treats.
It's like the puppy crack in my house. That stuff, absolutely love it. And you go to a lot of events and stuff like that with Teddy as well. I'm always seeing you around all over the place, you know, not just as a vendor but on a personal level also.
That's it. Yeah, we absolutely love it. I mean, like I said, it's really the people that we love in the dog world. It's so much fun. And yeah, we really love going to events, you know, whether it might be Discover Dogs. We often have a stand at Discover Dogs, but also kind of more on a social level. You know, there are lots of events in London that we're very fortunate to be invited to that we absolutely love.
Brilliant.
As well as obviously, you know, like, you know, dog friendly shops and hotels. There's much in London, isn't there? It's just finding those spots, really, isn't it?
Yeah, I was talking on Instagram the other day about how lucky we are to have everything so dog friendly here, that we can take our dogs to a lot of places that people in other countries can't do.
You're so right. You know, I was travelling in Chile for a bit over Christmas, and being in South America, there are so many dogs there.
I know.
But they're not all fortunate or lucky enough to, you know, to have loving homes, and kind of that really kind of struck home, you know, how far advanced we are in terms of kind of our dogs and how we care for them and how we look after them.
It's so
in
different.
London, actually, it really is. It's very so different.
I mean, obviously, I just got back from I keep talking about this, but I just got back from you know, Argentina and Antarctica, and it was exactly the same situation in Argentina, that there were so many dogs just out on the streets.
That's it.
And when you're used to a culture like we have in the UK where you just don't see that, it's very, very shocking. And even the dogs that do have owners, you know, the owner would go into the restaurant and the dog would just wait outside. And I'm like, wow.
It's just bizarre, isn't it?
Just
you wouldn't
so
even
strange.
Think of doing that in the UK.
No, not at all. You know, and the dogs are well trained over there. Like, they know to stop at the roads and to look. And I'm like, gosh, dogs are amazing.
Yeah, absolutely amazing. I mean, it's so funny, my partner, so I was so funny because, well, actually, no, I think he wanted to do the same, actually. I had lots of potato wedges on my plate in a restaurant in Chile. And I said to the man in the restaurant, I said, because I was kind of, like, pushing them to one side of my plate, saving them for the dogs outside. So I was kind of one by one putting them on like a napkin, and then I folded the napkin and I was like, I'm just taking these outside for the dogs.
Oh, that's so sweet.
And then I was like, yeah, that's okay. He was like, we have a lot of tourists that come in and do that. And actually that made me feel a lot better, actually. There were people feeding the dogs. But then I said, it's going to be like, you know, the Pied Piper of Hamelin, and I'll end up with all the dogs following me down the street back to where we were staying.
I warned my friends before I went to Argentina. I was like, look, if I see a Pomeranian anywhere, it's coming back with me.
Yeah.
I just need you to
I'm
know
not surprised.
This.
Yeah.
Because you need to avoid taking me anywhere that has little fluffy dogs.
Right.
And if a dog follows me home, you have to be prepared. I'm going to bring it back to your apartment.
Yeah.
So, they're like,
Excellent. Okay. Oh, I'm guessing, because there's not one here right now, that you didn't spot
one.
No,
I didn't, sadly. No. Well, I mean, it's probably a good thing, actually, because Pom's on the street wouldn't do very well. But, it was... Teddy, I think, should be in charge of cleaning my apartment, because... That little nose can get into anything. He's just dug out some treats from underneath the cabinet. You know, he's like, oh, I'm pretty sure there's something under this bed here as well. Tell you, hilarious. So basically, guys, for all of you that have no idea what a mini Doxie looks like, and specifically Teddy, he basically looks like a miniature version of Chaplin.
And yes, exactly.
If Teddy was a little bit longer and was on stilts. He would basically be a Saluki.
You're so right. It's uncanny, actually. It's almost like it's they are almost the same with their long, gorgeous ears, their fluffy ears.
I know.
They're a very similar colour. And their legs, they have like little furry toes on the end. So yeah, they are extremely similar. Oh, we love Chaplin. We absolutely love Chaplin. He is adorable. Well, your whole pack, we adore you guys as well.
Oh, there you go. There you go. You can have two. He's like a little piranha. I love him. I'm going to leave those up there, Tess. It's always so funny because I have to obviously describe to everyone that's listening what the dog's actually doing. Because otherwise they just hear me giggling away to myself and they're like, what is she laughing about? What is happening? It's times like this I wish I had a video. So basically there's a bowl of dog treats that Teddy managed to find from somewhere.
It was kind of stacked right underneath between two other dog bowls.
And he managed to sniff them out. So Holly was like, I'll put them on the table. Then he knew they were on the table. So I pretended to put them on the floor and he instantly wanted to jump on the floor. And then he saw me put them back on the desk and he's like, oh, you human. It was just the most unhappy look I've ever seen from a dog.
Nothing gets past Teddy. Unfortunately, he's far too clever.
I'm used to very stupid dogs. Apart from Folly. Folly is a little bit too smart for her own good.
Yeah.
But none of my dogs are smart, so they can't work out things like that. You know, they're very much like, oh, the treat's gone now. It's behind your back. Oh, okay, it doesn't exist anymore. You know. But Teddy knows.
He definitely knows. You were describing what Teddy looked like earlier, and I just thought one thing that I have to tell your listeners is that if anyone's ever watched Falcor from the Neverending Story.
Yes!
That is almost what Teddy looks like.
That is exactly it. Oh my gosh, you should. I nearly called Chaplin Falcor, actually.
That's incredible. Amazing. So yeah, they are so similar. It's unreal.
Where did the name Teddy come from?
So we're kind of thinking about what should we call him? And we thought, no, he definitely looks like a fluffy teddy bear, like an adorable fluffy teddy bear. But then we also loved the name Maximus, and kind of for us, we were like, he doesn't quite look like a Maximus.
Mm-hmm.
He definitely looks like a teddy, but we really like the name Maximus. So then I said, why don't we do Teddy Maximus, put them together, because the teddy is like the fluffy cute side of him, but the Maximus is like almost like, you know, the in the Gladiators, you've got the Gladiator
Maximus Meridius,
exactly. Because he really has, like, as you know, he's got quite a character. Exactly. So together, Teddy Maximus, kind of the names both balance each other out.
They really do
and work quite well.
I didn't realise that was his entire name.
I thought
Maximus was just part of the brand.
Yeah, so Teddy Maximus is in fact his full name.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Oh, I feel I've been doing you a disservice, Teddy Maximus, just calling you Teddy all the time.
Oh no, not at all. No, well, it's too much of a mouthful to keep calling him Teddy Maximus, so it's Teddy the Tedster, Ted.
Yeah. Okay, I'm glad I'm not the only crazy dog person that has a million nicknames for their dogs.
We have a ton of nicknames.
Ridiculous,
for Teddy.
Aren't they?
Yeah.
And I got to the point where I do dog training, and my puppy class, you know, whenever they graduate, they get a certificate of attendance and a graduation certificate. It's signed from me, and then the director of my company is Houdini McDo.
Oh, that's so sweet.
And everyone's like, who's Houdini McDo? I'm like, that's my dog.
Oh, I love that. It's so cute. Yeah. Amazing. Oh, the official paw of approval.
Exactly. It's like, if you're better trained than Houdini, then you're doing well.
Yeah.
He was sometimes a total disaster.
So. Oh, so gorgeous. Yeah.
He was a sweetie. Actually, I think you met him probably at the at Crufts, maybe, a few years ago.
Yes, that's it. He was in your
backpack, probably. That was a bit mad.
You did well. I think that day you had three dogs with you. Mm-hmm. Yes, you had three of them.
And I had my friend who had her child as well.
That's it, I remember. Yeah. Yes.
And it was absolute mayhem. You know, it was probably the biggest dog show I've been to for a while.
Those shows.
And we tried to do it all in a day.
Whoa, yes. Yeah. It's a lot of work.
But no, it's always fun. I love dog events
like that.
Are you going
to any shows this year?
Love the National Pet Show. That's probably my favourite one in the UK. And then obviously Doggy Style as well, which is great, which you did as well last year, didn't
you? Yeah, we did, just before Christmas. We couldn't do the second one, unfortunately, but the first one we did, and it was amazing. Met lots of new people and lots of familiar faces as well. We were absolutely delighted that your Insta walk came afterwards, which was amazing. If we hadn't have had a stand, we would have joined you on your special Instagram walk.
I know, it wasn't the best weather.
I must say, though, it's impressive how many people, everyone turned up, like clad in, all you need is a waterproof jacket and you're kind of set.
A lot of soggy doggies and soggy humans, but we all had such a great time.
Yeah, it looked absolutely amazing. So next time we'll join you.
Definitely, now, I was going to ask you, not just about the good things of having a dog in the city, and obviously how having Teddy has just changed your entire life and career. It's incredible.
Yeah, definitely.
What do you think some of the harder points of having a dog in the city are?
Yeah, so that's actually, do you know what, it's very topical, because usually Ubers are actually very supportive and very lovely,
but Teddy's always in a carrier, isn't he?
He's always in a carrier, which really, really helps. In fact, to be perfectly honest, there have been times where, actually even today, that's where, he wouldn't have been allowed in an Uber if it wasn't for him sitting in the carrier.
Right.
The man was quite, I think, fearful of dogs.
Yeah.
But when you see Teddy,
well,
you think, oh, okay, maybe he's not so scary. But he, this man, bless him, he was still quite scared. And he said to me, he said, if he barks, that's it, I'm stopping and you have to get out.
Oh my gosh.
So I sat there the whole time thinking, please don't bark, please don't bark.
Had to put you on edge.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. But it was very sweet, actually, because I said, oh, can I do like a little Instagram story of you? Because he really warmed Teddy and it was so sweet. And he goes, I don't know what it was about you today. He goes, someone from above told me to keep you in my car. And I thought, okay, that's really nice. But it was very sweet, actually. He said, oh, he goes, I just saw you two there and with him in his carrier. He said, I wouldn't usually take dogs, but he said, Someone today was telling me to let you in the car, so I thought, oh, well, that's good, because otherwise I'll be late to him.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so that was really nice. I'm glad he had a positive experience.
Absolutely.
Because actually, to your point, actually, you made a really good post on Instagram the other day, which I loved, is that actually it's not a right to have your dog everywhere. And I think that's a very good point, because actually, as I got talking to this Uber driver, he had had a really bad experience, and he had had a really big dog sit behind him and bark, and he could feel it on his neck.
No.
And actually, that's it's dangerous, but also, you know, the fault of the owner not to have controlled the dog.
No,
and
so
obviously
bad.
That bad experience then ruined it, because he nearly didn't take me, because he said, you know. So when I delved a bit deeper about the experience and found out that there was obviously a very valid reason for it, actually, you know, it did remind me of your post on Instagram the other day, and I think that's a really, really good point. You know, we as dog owners need to ensure that our dogs are, you know, respecting other people's spaces. You know, you kindly said when Teddy arrived, you said, oh, let Teddy, you know, it was absolutely fine for him to walk around the floor. And I was like, oh, actually, do you know what? Like, you know, I don't want him to cock his leg on your furniture.
Yeah.
You know, and then obviously I took him out for a little toilet break outside before coming back in again. And now hopefully he's been okay.
It's been fine.
So, but you know, that those things, it's always thinking ahead, you know, how
absolutely.
Can you make your dog comfortable so that they are behaving in a situation?
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Yeah, it's one of those things, like I was talking to Kate actually with Doug. And on the other podcast, guys, you must be so fed up with me talking about this now. You know, we have to try really hard to have our dogs be not just on good behaviour, but on the best behaviour possible.
That's
because they are representing every other dog out there.
Exactly.
You know, and they need to be advocates for their breed and also for the species. So we don't want, you know, someone with a Staffy, as an example, to be that awful stereotypical Staffy owner. We want them to show everyone that Staffies are amazing dogs.
Sure.
We want everyone to understand
they're
small breed
dogs.
Are not always yappy and not
That's
always
it.
This and that, you know, or badly behaved, you know, that kind of thing. So if you have that, you need to go that little bit step further
exactly.
to prove everyone wrong almost, you know, because
exactly.
it's so many people have these stereotypes about dogs, and most of the time the dog or the breed does not deserve it. And we have
totally.
To push so hard to try and break those. So hard.
Yeah.
And then it just takes one person to go in there, let their dog pee all over the place, or bark constantly, or, you know, eat off the table or, you know, cause a ruckus in a restaurant, for that restaurant to be like, nah, you know, 80 dogs have been fine this week, and it just takes one to ruin it for all of the others.
That's
so,
it, exactly.
Yeah, it's something I'm quite passionate about, and I think that now having moved back to London or back to the UK, Teddy's making sure you're all listening, guys. Having moved back to the UK from America, where I couldn't take my dogs with me to restaurants.
Right.
I couldn't take them on the subway like I can on the underground here without putting them in a carrier.
Yes.
You know, and when you've got multiple dogs or bigger dogs, it's just impossible in New York to get anywhere. And so now I realise how lucky we actually are. You know, we don't have to pay for our dogs to go on public transport. Some countries you have to.
Which I find just incredible.
Absolutely,
you know, you
incredible.
You don't even think that you might have to pay
some
to
countries,
take a dog.
They're not even allowed at all on the transport, whether they're in a carrier or not in a carrier.
Yeah.
And we don't realise how lucky we are, I think. And
totally.
I am all for, like, you know, let's make our dogs as good as possible so we don't ruin that.
Definitely.
So,
yeah. I'm with you.
My daily rants, guys. So, obviously, you're getting a Saluki next, right?
Oh, do you know what? It's so funny you said that, because I was looking on the Dogs Trust website. We're a big fan of the Dogs Trust. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, you can go down and you can see the different breeds. And I was like, oh, let's just click on Saluki to see what's there. And I was like, oh, there are quite a few Salukis.
It's dangerous.
So, yeah, the Dogs Trust website is dangerous because there are so many gorgeous dogs. And actually, that's a very, very good point. You know, I think as well as going to breeders, I think it's just, you know, there are so many options of rehoming dogs from dog shelters.
Absolutely.
Dog charities like the Dogs Trust.
And there's
like
a lot of doxies in shelters as well now.
That's it. There really are. Because I think, you know, it is a big commitment. And, you know, quite often, especially with the Dachshunds, you know, they can suffer, unfortunately, from hereditary problems, such as back problems, etc. And a lot of people take them on and then, you know, don't realise how expensive it can be, which obviously is why dog insurance is so important, to make sure that you're covered for these things.
But also people, I think, look at him and they're like, oh, he's so tiny and cute and adorable. He doesn't need any exercise, you know, he's really well behaved, etc., etc. And they're just like any other kind of dog. You know, you do need to exercise them. You do need to mentally stimulate them
as
well. You need to do all of these things that a lot of people assume you don't need to do because they're so tiny.
Exactly, yes. And to your point with the mental stimulation, I think, you know, I'm finding increasingly Teddy loves a game. He loves to play. So we've been thinking recently about different things about how we can keep him occupied.
Yeah.
My mum actually invented a fantastic game over Christmas. He was with the grandparents over Christmas whilst we were in Chile, and keeping us updated,
of course,
daily videos. We had about 100 videos sent us every day, which is fantastic. We loved it. And my mum invented this amazing game, and I have to tell people about it because it's actually a really good one, and you probably have everything that you need for this in your home. You know, a normal cake tin with holes in that you place the cake cases in. Just like an eight kind of whole cake tin or whatever you have. And basically what you can do is put a treat in each of the holes. It might be a carrot in one, it could be a healthy treat or a whatever it is, and then use different containers and pots to cover the holes. So they have to sniff and like move around and kind of push the containers with their nose.
Oh, that's brilliant.
To sniff out the treats, and you can mix it up, so you can maybe not put a treat in one but put in another, you know, to keep them kind of stimulated, and maybe some kind of are bigger than others, or you know, you might stick one down and not the other one, so it kind of keeps their mind very active. So that's one of the games that he was playing over Christmas,
that's
which
really
he absolutely
smart.
Loved.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
I used to do one with the puppies when they were smaller. You know, you get a shoebox and you put empty toilet rolls
genius.
In there, and some of them have treats and some of them don't have
fantastic.
Treats, and they have to try and get them out
that.
And things like
I
that,
love that,
which is really, really a good way of keeping their brains engaged.
Fantastic.
Because
yeah.
you know, Pomeranians are exactly the same. They do need to be working a little bit more mentally. With Teddy though, do you find because of the problems with back problems, you do have to restrict his exercise, or is he generally fine?
He is. So I would say The more so I would say exercise is really good actually for their backs. So in fact, if you keep a dachshund nice and slim, a healthy weight, a healthy weight is the key thing there, then it really helps protect their backs. So giving them ample exercise is really, really important. And then for people who live in a house with stairs, making sure that you have stair gates is really important. And our house is actually full of little steps. So people come over to our house and they're like, oh my gosh, this is so sweet. Mm-hmm. They're like, you even have steps up to your bed, steps up to your sofa. Aww. I mean, honestly, we have like steps.
That's amazing.
Everywhere.
That's amazing.
Just because it's just very easy for them to jump. I mean, they love being naughty and any chance to do something they're not supposed to do. So so we trained Teddy very early on to know that he needs to walk up steps to get onto the sofa.
Yeah.
So it just kind of helps protect that kind of, I think, it's the downward force, it's the jumping up that I think is more damaging than perhaps the jumping up. So anything that you can do to minimise that is really important.
Yeah, the jumping down would make the sense, actually, because they're putting all their weight.
Yeah, that's
and that's
it.
When the back will kind of compress a little bit more, I think, when they're jumping down.
Yeah, definitely.
Jeez.
Yeah. Yes. So they do take a lot of care, but in return, they are just extremely rewarding little dogs.
Do you know my... All right, my secret favourite breed, well, not so secret, actually, is not actually a Pomeranian, which is weird.
Really?
I know.
Oh, I really hope
Folly Jester and Broadway aren't listening to this, but it is wire-haired Doxy.
Oh, yes. They are
for my
so
entire
sweet.
Life, I have
They're
wanted a wire-haired Doxy.
Oh, do you think that will be your next one?
It's, I don't know. I feel like I'm, you know, I'm just a pom mum now.
Yeah,
I love Pomeranians, and I know with Doxies, they're so difficult to train. The wire-haired ones never come into rescue, and I only rescue. But, yeah, I mean, if one turned up, I would take it in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
But I would not go to a breeder and find one, you know. It's just if one magically appeared. I'd be like, oh,
I've got a feeling there might be one in the future.
I know,
I'm sure there will
I know.
be.
Well, you know, I've been saying that, you know, since sadly Houdini passed last year. Just
so
before
sad.
My trip, actually, it was awful.
Really, really sad.
But just before that, I was at that point where I'm like, I think I'm ready for another pom-pom. And so I've been kind of putting the feelers out there, but when one turns up in the rescue, if it's the right one for me, then I'll go for it. You know, I'm not
meant to be.
Exactly. Yes. And all the other ones have been kind of accidental in any case. You know, they've just appeared at exactly the perfect time.
Yeah.
But yeah, I spend way too long thinking about what I'm going to call it. You know, all these crazy ideas. I'm like, this is what my next pom's going to be called.
Amazing. Yeah. What is your short list of names? Or would you keep it a surprise?
No, okay. Excuse me, just clearing my throat. So the next one, if it's a boy, he's probably going to be called Vaudeville or Vaud.
That's
you know,
so cool.
To stick with the theme, you know, most people don't realise I'm an actress as
exactly.
well. So,
yes.
you know, all the
Broadway.
Names are exactly, you know, they're kind of theatre names. Folly is a type of theatre and Ziegfeld Follies. And Follies is a play as well.
Oh, I didn't
and then
know that.
Chaplin, you know, is the ultimate entertainer. And Chaplin actually lived in this area in South London, so it was kind of just the perfect name. And Chaplin,
yeah,
my
really
Chaplin,
nice
is just ridiculous. When you see him running, you know, he's just a clown.
Just
he's
incredible.
Just legs everywhere.
Yeah, just incredible. I mean, the power and the speed is just phenomenal.
It's madness.
And you're explaining
madness.
What I find fascinating about Salukis is the way their joints and their legs are different to normal.
Yeah,
is
so
that
they have like a different run.
Like a horse.
They can have all 4 feet up and they kind of move in a different way to a regular dog would. All of the sighthounds do. I can't remember the exact term for it. I did know it at some point when I was doing research for the book. And I can't remember, they kind of run in a very, very different way to a regular dog does. And Salukis, I believe, are the fastest dog, and they've got the best stamina as well. But
Amazing.
Yeah, Chaplin's a nutter.
And
then obviously Jester is, you know, like a court jester, an entertainer, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Houdini. And before that, I had Harley Quinn. And then, so the next one, if it's a boy, it's going to be Vaudeville. And if it's a girl, actually, it's going to be Hollywood or Holly.
Oh, I love that. Holly, fantastic. Well, I would say that's a good name.
Yeah. You're slightly biased, but...
Just slightly. Oh.
Yeah, so those are probably going to be the next names for
Amazing.
Them.
Amazing. Yeah. Awesome. Those are fantastic names.
So they just have to appear. And I'm always quite weird. Like, I don't usually use the kind of... you know, Max and Cooper or like whatever the names are. You know, those kind of stereotypical names that you have. Although I would love to have a dog called Fido one day.
Fido,
I've never met one called Fido.
I think, I don't know, have we had, I think we may have personalised something for a Fido before, actually.
Those people are my heroes.
Yes, yes, I think it may have been a Fido in America, actually.
Oh my gosh.
Maybe there are more Fidos in America,
maybe.
I don't know.
I've never met one, and I always, you know, I'm always chatting on the blog, instead of using my dog's name, I'm like, oh, if you're taking Fido out for a walk, but I've never met a dog called Fido, and it's that kind of 1950s stereotypical dog name.
Yeah.
You know, like Cooper and Max as well,
right.
You know, like, they're just those perfect, like, I've got a dog, this is what I'm going to call them.
That's it, yeah.
Or Sam and Meg. Those were other names that like everyone was calling their dogs for a while.
Right, because you get those lists, don't you? If you Google
you do,
like top dog names,
exactly.
It's really interesting actually to see how it's changed.
Yeah. It's so true.
Yeah.
And all of my dog names are just kind of a bit on the weird side.
I love that.
I think it's
different.
Great. And, you
know,
it's
awesome.
It's personalised to me as well, because once
that's
people realise that I do acting, they're like, oh, now it makes
sense.
Yeah,
absolutely perfect. Yeah.
So, where can everyone find you online?
So, they can find us online at teddymaximus.com. Mm-hmm. And on the website, you'll find lots more about us. Mm-hmm. There's a video where we talk about British craftsmanship and
perfect. What
Made in Britain means to us. So, check that out on the About Us section. There's also a blog, so you can read kind of what's going on and the latest things that we're doing and our latest launches. And if you sign up for our newsletter as well, you get £10 off your first order, over £75.
Ooh,
okay. So, that's a top tip for anyone who's listening in who
Brilliant.
Hasn't been on our website before. And then also Instagram, so Teddy_Maximus. So Teddy's just reminding everyone to visit.
Follow him on Instagram, guys.
Teddy_Maximus. And we love keeping people updated on Instagram stories.
Brilliant. You're really good at
stories,
actually.
We love sharing
a lot
of our life.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And you know what I really like is you're just living your regular life in the city, but you've got your
dog
with you. And,
and
I think that that's, you know, something that's really inspiring, that people can have a regular life and their dog doesn't always need to be at home. You can take your dogs with you in so many places. And I think that's wonderful.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, definitely. We're all for that.
Brilliant.
About kind of include, it's, you know, we're all about for you and your dog. So,
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much for coming on.
No,
it's
thank
been,
you.
It's been
absolutely
a pleasure
fantastic.
Having you. Thank you so much, Teddy. I'm going to get him a microphone next time.
Yeah, he clearly wants to say it, doesn't
he's
he?
Like, guys, you're not listening well enough to my words. Holly, thank you so much.
No, thank
and I'll
you.
Chat to you soon.
Thanks, everyone.
Cheers.
Bye.
Bye.